وأن لا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: ألا وإن الدنيا عرض حاضر يأكل منه البدو والفاجر، ألا وإن الآخرة أجل صادق يقضي فيها ملك عادل قادر يحق الحق ويبطل الباطل، ألا وإن الخير كله بحذافيره في الجنة، ألا وإن الشر كله بحذافيره في النار، ألا فاعملوا وأنتم من الله على حذر واعلموا أنكم معروضون على أعمالكم، ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. نستشهد علماء الكرام بأنه بلوغ الإسلام. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this world a place of constantly changing situations, conditions, circumstances. Alhamdulillah, الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَجَعَلَ الظُّلُمَاتِ وَالنُّورِ. Somewhere there is light, somewhere there is dark. Somewhere rain waters are plentiful, somewhere there is drought. Somewhere the flag of victory is being planted, somewhere the bitter taste of defeat is being experienced. Somewhere people are celebrating, nikah is taking place. Somewhere people are lamenting, exhibiting their sorrow. Janaza is being lifted up.
Shuk.
Constantly varying situations, conditions, circumstances, and all these conditions are under the direct muhkam taqdeer of one Allah. Kulla yawmin huwa fi shan. Every moment Allah exhibits His shan, Allah exhibits His qudrat. Mudabbir, the arranger, decreer, fashioner, coordinator, originator of every situation, condition, circumstance in the heavens and the earth, without question from anyone. لا يسأل عما يفعل وهم يسألون. No one questions the authority of Allah. Allah decrees heavens and the earth, whatever happens, any situation, any circumstance, any condition. The originator or coordinator of that is one Allah alone. Mudabbir bila mu'in, mudabbir bila mushir, mudabbir bila wazir, mudabbir bila badil, mudabbir bila adil, mudabbir bila shari. Allah is the arranger. There is no partner with Allah. There is no minister with Allah. There is no advisor with Allah. There is no similitude with Allah. There is no assistant with Allah. Laysa ma'ahu ilahu yukhsha. وَلَا رَبُّ يُرْجَى وَلَا حَاجِبُ يُرْشَى وَلَا وَزِيرُ يُرْتَى. There is no other ilah that has to be feared. There is no other Rabb upon whom there can be hope. There is no advisor with Allah. There is no doorkeeper. You have to pay a bribe to reach unto Allah. يُدَبِّرُ الْأَمْرَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ. From the heavens to the earth, the arranger, decreer, fashioner, coordinator, originator of every situation, condition and circumstance is one Allah alone. وَهُوَ الَّذِي فِي السَّمَاءِ إِلَهُ وَفِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَهُ. He is the ilah of the heavens, He is the ilah of this earth. Everything that exists is owned by Allah. لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا وَمَا تَحْتَ الثَّرَى. أَلَا إِنَّ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. أَلَا إِنَّ لِلَّهِ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Everything in the heavens, everything in the earth, everything between the heavens and the earth, everything beneath the earth belongs to Allah. It is mamluk, it is owned. Malik is only Allah. Malik is only Allah. This is a travesty. This is a travesty of justice. This is an irony that human beings feel that they own something. This human being does not own anything. If you own something, then why do you leave it behind? Why do you fear the loss of it? Only owner is Allah. The only distributor is Allah. Allah has given what He wants to give. Allah takes what He wants to take. And no one questions the authority of Allah. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, amongst the du'as that were ma'thur, manqul from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at the time of tahajjud, we find this expression. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say, Ma sha'allahu kan, wa ma lam yasha' lam yakun. A'lamu anna Allah ala kulli shay'in qadir, wa anna Allah qad ahata bi kulli shay'in ilma. That happens which Allah wants, not which any group of individuals or governments or ideology wants. That happens in this world which Allah wants. يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ. Allah does as He wants to. يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah guides whom He wants to guide. يُضِلُّ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah deprives of guidance whom He wants. يَسْتُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. Wealth, affluence, status, prominence in the hands of Allah. وَيَقْدِرْ. Want, poverty, need in the hands of Allah. تُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. Respect, dignity, honor, status, nobility, recognition in the hands of Allah. تُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. Disgrace, downtroddenness, humiliation, ignominy, falling from grace in the hands of Allah. يُؤَيَّدُ بِنَصْرِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah helps whom He wants. يَقْتَصُّ بِرَحْمَتِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. The rahmat and mercy of Allah for whom Allah wants. لِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. The dominion of the heavens and the earth belongs to Allah. يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ. Allah creates what He wants. يَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ إِنَاثًا وَيَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ الذُّكُورَ. أَوْ يُزَوِّجُهُمْ ذُكْرَانًا وَإِنَاثًا وَيَجْعَلُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ عَقِيمًا إِنَّهُ عَلِيمٌ قَدِيرٌ. They want female children, male children are coming. They want male children, female children are coming. They don't want children, children are coming. They want children, this fertility expert, that fertility expert, no children are coming. Allah gives males to whom He wants, females to whom He wants, pairs to whom He wants, deprives and make barren whom He wants. Innahu alimun qadir. He has complete knowledge, complete qudrat, complete decision. Hakim, hakim, samad. His samadiyat, his jabariyat, his hukumiyat, his muhit. It encompasses every facet of His creation. And no one can question Allah. No one can question Allah. Ma sha'a Allahu kan, kama sha'a kan, fil waqt alladhi sha'a, ala alwajh alladhi sha'a, min ghayri ziyada, wala nuqsan, wala taqaddum, wala ta'akkur, wa ma lam yasha' lam yakun. That happens which Allah wants. In the manner Allah wants, in the time Allah wants, not before Allah wants, not after Allah wants, not more than that which Allah wants, not less than that which Allah wants, and that which Allah doesn't want. All the governments, all the forces, all the armies, all the technologies of this world, لَوْ اِجْتَمَ عَلَيْهِ الثَّقَلَانِ. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when it came to the distribution of risk and sustenance of this insan, what did my Nabi say? كَتَبَ اللَّهُ مَقَادِيرَ الْخَلَائِقِ قَبْلَ أَنْ يَخْلُقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ بِخَمْسِينَ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ. Understand this expression. Appreciate the veracity of this expression. What is Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying? In this is the denial of the effect of the entire economical system of the entire world. What does Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? It is not your job. It is not your intelligence. It is not your degree. It is not your know-how. It is not a biological accident in which home you were born. It is not your lineage. It is the decree of my Allah. My Allah has written down. My Allah has ordained. My Allah has decided what you will be worth, when you will be worth, to what extent you will be worth. Not now, 50,000 years before the creation of the heavens and the earth. Allah has already decided. And rufi'atil aqlam wa jaffatis suhuf. The pens have been lifted, the pages are dry. No one will interfere with the decision of Allah. No one can overturn the decision of Allah. La mania lima atay, wa la mu'tiya lima manat, wa la radda lima qaday. No one can give that which Allah wants to withhold, no one can give. That which Allah wants to give, no one can withhold. La radda lima qaday. No one can overturn the decision of Allah. Allah has decided, work 12 hours, work 14 hours, work 20 hours, work 24 hours, find 26 hours in a 24 hour day. Do whatever you want to do. By the qasam of my Allah, my Nabi has told us, informed us, Seven heavens, seven earths can come to an end. Not one word of lie passed through his Mubarak lips. Allah has decided what you will be worth 50,000 years before the creation of the heavens and the earth. وَلَا وَيْجَتَّمَا عَلَيْهِ الثَّقَلَانِ. He said, وَإِنَّ الْعَبْدَ لَهُ رِزْقُهُ. My Allah has decided for you your risk. My Allah has decided for you your sustenance. It is His distribution. It is His distribution. It is His decree. It is His decree. No one questions the authority of Allah. وَإِنَّ الْعَبْدَ لَهُ رِزْقُهُ. Each one of you, Allah has decided His risk and His sustenance. And then what does my Nabi say? What does my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? He says, وَلَوِ اجْتَمَ عَلَيْهِ الثَّقَلَانِ أَنْ يَصُدُّوا عَنْهُ شَيْئًا مِنْ ذَلِكَ مَا اسْتَطَاعُوا. He says, if the entire humankind and jinnkind get together, pull their resources to stop that one penny or one pound reaching you, which Allah had decided 50,000 years before the creation of the heavens and the earth, mastata'u, they will not be able to stop. Allama Suyuti rahimahullah, what does he explain with this iman on the distribution of Allah? He says, if the ground had to become copper or lead, so that not one blade of grass has to grow, the sky had to become lead, so that not one droplet of rainwater had to fall, and for one second, I doubted, where will my risk and my sustenance come from? By the qasam of my Allah, I'm a kafir and a mushrik. Allah has decided, it is His decree, it is His amr. Ala lahul khalq wal amr. Ala lahul khalq wal amr. Listen how Quran calls out. Ala, hearken, put up your ears, pay attention, understand. Lahul khalq, creation belongs to Allah. Wal amr, amr and decree belongs to Allah. It is His decree, it is His decision. No one questions the authority of Allah. This sabak of iman, every Nabi of Allah, from Adam alayhi salam to Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this was the first fundamental basic ta'lim of every Nabi of Allah. This is where ilm starts, this is where knowledge starts, this is a fallacy, this is a misnomer, this is a misdirection by the batil institutes of this world, this machinery, propaganda machinery of batil, 24 hours a day is espousing this incorrect invocation or incorrect dawah or incorrect call, that education is what is being handed out by the so-called educational institutions of this world. Degrees are education, degrees are advancement. No, my respected brothers, what is ilm, what is knowledge? That which connects you to Allah is ilm. That which introduces the greatness of Allah is knowledge. Knowledge starts with the recognition of who is Allah. What do we have? What do we have at our disposal to describe Allah? We find expressions in the books of Aqidah. Qadimun bila ibtida, daimun bila intiha. Allah was forever. Allah was forever. Allah will be forever. أول أول ليس قبله شيء آخر ليس بعده شيء. Allah, look at the Quran in which Allah, look at the manner in which Allah introduces Himself. سبح لله ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم له ملك السماوات والأرض يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير. هو الأول والآخر والظاهر والباطن وهو بكل شيء عليم. هو الذي خلق السماوات والأرض في ستة أيام ثم استوى على العرش يعلم ما يلج في الأرض وما يخرج منها وما ينزل من السماء وما يعرج فيها وهو معكم أينما كنتم والله بما تعملون بصير. We cannot possibly lament the lack of munasabat and ta'alluq of this ummah with Qur'an. Allah is telling us, Qur'an ek na'ashna fe'gham ban chuke. Qur'an has become an irrelevant message to us. Open up a new shop or business, read a little bit Qur'an. Somebody gets jinn or jadu asar, read a little bit Qur'an. Ramadan Sharif, to some extent, Qur'an is read. But what is the day of the Qur'an? What is the night of the Qur'an? What is the pukar of the Qur'an? What is the call of the Qur'an? That concern, that consideration, that worry has come out of the Ummah of Rasulullah. And Allah tells us in the Qur'an that on the Day of Judgment, Muhammad Rasulullah will complain to Allah, وَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ يَا رَبِّي إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَهْجُورًا. He will say, oh my Rabb, oh my Allah, my Ummah turned their backs on this Qur'an. Such a Qur'an this Ummah was given, that Muhammad says, مَنْ جَعْلَهُ أَمَامَهُ سَاقَهُ إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ مَنْ جَعْلَهُ خَلْفَهُ سَاقَهُ إِلَى النَّارِ. He said, if my Ummah will put this Qur'an in front of them, this Qur'an will take them to Jannah. And if they will turn their backs on this Qur'an, the same Qur'an will take them to Jannah. This is that karam. This is that amanat. What does Allah Ta'ala say? لَوْ أَنزَلْنَا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ عَلَى جَبَلٍ لَرَأَيْتَهُ خَاشِعًا مُتَصَدِّعًا مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ. If this Qur'an had to be revealed on a mountain, the mountain would be rent asunder to the fear of Allah. Usman رضي الله تعالى عنه in the Haram of Makkah begins his tahajjud salah, when Tabi'i says that stood behind him. Usman started with Surah Fatiha. He says, by the Qasam of Allah, he does not go into ruku until he reads Surah Nas.
No.
The entire Quran in one rakat of Tahajjud Salah. Hudayfa Rabbi Allah says, Allah Rasul Salah is saying, Tahajjud Salah. I read behind him, I said, Allahu Akbar, Fattataha al-Baqarah. My Nabi started reading Surah Baqarah. He says, I thought in my heart, Yerkao in the Mir, after 100 verses, he'll go into ruku. ثُمَّ مَضَى. He says 100 verses passed. Then he says, I thought in my heart, يُصَلِّ بِحَافِ رَكَعَةِ. He'll read half in this rakat, half in the next rakat. ثُمَّ مَضَى. Halfway past, point passed. Then he says, I thought in my heart, يَرْكَعُ بِهَا. Allah and Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will make ruku again the Surah Baqarah. ثُمَّ مَضَى. Surah Baqarah got finished. فَفْتَتَحَ النِّسَى. ثُمَّ فْتَتَحَ عَلَى إِمْرَان. What is the reality of this? One fifth of the entire Quran in one rakah. And not reading like you and I. Ramadan Sharif is coming. But they say that masjid gets full with his Ya'lamun Ta'lamun Hafiz. You can't make out anything with the reading, just make out the end of the verse, Ya'lamun or Ta'lamun. I remember a few years ago we were in one town, was Ramadan Sharif. We were waiting for a program, we couldn't pass the street, cars were jam-packed. I asked the brother, why? What's going on? Is there some special program? He says, no, Malisab, in this masjid they read 10 surahs in Taraweeh, last 10 surahs. Shortcut the Ummah is looking for. The shaghaf, attachment, love with Quran is not there. In fact, the halat of the Ummah is such, person doesn't even know how to make istinja properly. But Ramzan time, he becomes a mufti. Bigger mufti than Umar radiallahu anhu also. We're not here to get into fiqhi ikhtilaf. That leads to the ulama-i kiram. But to explain this point, I remember once we were going to one masjid, Ramzan time, outside they had two arrows. One arrow pointing this side, parking for 8 rakat tarawih. And this side parking for 20 rakats. Leave the 50 ikhtilaf in its place. Where is the show? Where is the attachment? Where is the love for Quran? Allah Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, for each sajda of Taraweeh Salah, for each sajda, Allah will give 1500 hasanah. 20 rakats, 40 sajda every night, 60,000 hasanah. But what we are doing, looking for shortcut. Imagine the announcement had to be made, Blackburn Merkaz, first of Ramadan, whoever comes for Taraweeh Salah after Taraweeh, under the Musalla will be 1,500 pounds. Nana, Nani, Dada, Dadi, the old restaurant, Sinai, they won't also be going to the masjid, there won't be any space, parking lot also will be full. Why we've understood the value of maal, we haven't understood the value of amal. Usman, Hussein says, he says, how is Rasulullah reading?
1/5 of the Quran in one rakat. Yet how was he reading? يَقْرَأُ مُتَرَسِّلًا إِذَا مَرَّ بِآيَةٍ فِيهَا تَسْبِيحًا سَبَّحًا وَإِذَا مَرَّ بِتَعَوُّذٍ تَعَوَّذًا وَإِذَا مَرَّ بِسُؤَالٍ سَأَلًا. He said, if my Nabi passed an ayat in which Allah was praised, he praised Allah. If he passed an ayat of Jahannam, he sought protection from Jahannam. If he passed an ayat of Jannah, he made dua for Jannah. Like that, with a rasulan. 1/5 of the Quran is 1 rakat of Tahajjud Salah. Allahu Akbar. Then he says, Nabi Sallallahu went into ruku. And he started reading Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. He says, فَكَانَ رُكُوعُهُ نَحْوًا لِلْقِيَامِهِ. He says, the length of his ruku is the same as the length of his qiyam. Then he said, سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَ رَبَّنَا وَلَكَ الْحَمْدِ. And he says he stood in coma for as long as it took to make ruku. And then he went into sajda, and the sajda was the length of the coma. That type of salah, that type of salah is impossible, 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 unless Allah has given one the lazzat and ecstasy of standing before Allah. Usman radiallahu ta'ala used to say, لَوْ تَهُرَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ لَوْ تَهُرَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ مَا شَبِعْتُمْ مِنْ كَلَامِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. He would say, if your hearts were pure, if your hearts were pure, you would never get tired of listening to Quran. The lack of munasabat and attachment with Quran is an indication of the impurity of his heart. That Allah's azmat, Allah's greatness, Allah's kibriyai, Allah, look at Quran says, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ هُوَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. This innama, ask the ulama kiram, is kalima hasar. Innama only, sirf or sirf, innama, sirf or sirf, only and only who are the mu'mineen. Alladheena, idha dhukir Allahu wajilat qulubuhum. When Allah's name is taken, their heart trembles. The name of Allah causes the cords of the heart to reverberate. There is no music of this world. There is no incantation of the world, one law that can cause the cords of the heart to reverberate like the taking of the name of Allah. Like the reciting of Quran. Allah is, why is this human being like that? This heart is calling out for Allah. This heart is searching for Allah. Rasulullah said, كُلُّ مَوْلُودٍ يُولَدُ عَلَى الْفِطْرَةِ كُلُّ مَوْلُودٍ يُولَدُ عَلَى الْفِطْرَةِ. Naturally, intrinsically, Allah has placed in the psyche of this human being. Every child, from the time of its birth, its heart will search for Allah. The ruh of this insan will call out for Allah, will search for Allah, will search for the Mubarak way of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Humanity is searching, looking. There is a fire. There is a fire that is burning inside. There is a restlessness that is inside. Wallah, there is nothing that will appease this restlessness behind, besides this heart being connected with Allah. Nothing else will appease this restlessness. We are trying to put out this fire. We are trying to appease this restlessness with what? With the haram music of this world. With the zina of this world. With the dens of haram of this world, with the 5-star holidays of this world, with the scenery and attraction of this world, with the haram activities of this world. Like someone put it beautifully, he says, So bar chaman mehka, so bar bahar aayi, dunya ki wahi ronak, dil ki wahi tanha. They have built bathrooms and aeroplanes also, trying to create ease, trying to create comfort. Trying to put out this fire that is raging in the heart of insan. But what we don't understand, my respected brothers, is that this fire is linked to the ruh and the soul of this insan. And this ruh and the soul doesn't know women. It doesn't know zina. It doesn't know music. It doesn't know the haram things of this world. This ruh and the soul only knows Allah. Only in being linked with Allah, only in connecting with Allah will this ruh ever find peace. Not finding in the haram activities of this world. If this ruh could be appeased, if this fire could be put out, I remember one of our elders gave Karbuzari a few years ago in Jamaat. It was in America, a few youngsters, they came to accept Islam. There was a doctor in the Jamaat, Pakistani doctor. He gives the Karbuzari, he says, when I read the Shahadat, this youngster said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. The moment he said, illallah, he caught hold of his chest. It was a doctor, so he got worried, alarmed. He said, what happened? Did you get a heart attack? He says, from the time understanding came to me, from that time there was a blackness, there was a hole, there was an emptiness in this part of my body. Today when I said, illallah, it filled up. I felt the light of it entering into my heart. Why the heart is searching for love? The tragedy that is facing humanity today is that those that were given this recognition, those that were given this recognition of Allah, instead of guiding humanity, we have become the followers. We are running behind them. We have made them our imams. Those who are more misguided than us, we have made them our imams. Suicide rate is soaring. Intoxicant rate is soaring. Drug abuse is soaring. What is behind this? Behind this is this inner restlessness that has caught hold of the hearts of humanity. This heart is searching out, crying out for Allah. I remember one Jamaat, they met one in America, they met one child psychologist. So the Amir al-Jamaat was surprised. He said, child, he said, children need psychiatric treatment. Children need psychiatric treatment. That doctor, that psychiatrist said, Manisab, if you phone my surgery, the next available appointment is 3 years' time. Whether it's the first world countries, whether it's the third world countries, this entire humanity has become a living embodiment of that description of Quran where Allah says, O kadhulumat fi bahril lujji yaghshahu mawj min fawqihi sahab dhulumat ba'daha fawqa ba'd إِذَا أَخْرَجَ يَدَهُ لَمْ يَكَدْ يَرَاهَا وَمَنْ لَمْ يَجْعَلِ اللَّهُ لَهُ نُورًا فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ نُورًا. Quran describes darkness of the night, darkness of a raging storm, darkness of the clouds overlapping one another, darkness of the rising waves of the ocean overlapping one another, darkness upon darkness upon darkness, such darkness إِذَا أَخْرَجَ يَدَهُ لَمْ يَكَدْ يَرَاهَا, that if one has to put his hand in front of his face, he will not see his fingers. And then what does Allah say? وَمَنْ لَمْ يَجْعَلِ اللَّهُ لَهُ نُورًا فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ نُورًا. If Allah doesn't give them nur, if Allah doesn't give them light, if Allah doesn't give them guidance, where is the guidance will come? أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَٰهَهُ هَوَىٰ وَأَضَلَّهُ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ وَخَتَمَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِهِ وَسَمْعِهِ وَجَعَلَ عَلَىٰ بَصَرِهِ غِشَاوَةً فَمَنْ يَهْدِيهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ اللَّهِ. Where is this ummah running today? This ummah that was made the imam. This ummah that was supposed to guide humanity. This ummah of the Quran. This ummah of Islam. This ummah of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Where are the youth of this ummah today? We are the youngsters of the Ummah today. What are the activities that have overtaken us? Hours and hours in front of that shaitan box. Hours and hours in front of instruments of zina. Hours and hours in front of technological gadgets. Whiling away the time. Passing away the time. What are you doing? What are you doing? What do you say? We're passing the time. As if time has no value. Looking at what? Some people reading from some script. And what happens? You'll see the young girl or see the young mother. Somebody dies on that screen. They start crying. Depressed. Actor died or actress died. Next week the same actor or actress is acting in another film. And they're crying. Literally crying. An ummah that has no purpose in its life.
This is what Quran is telling us. أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّقَدَ إِلَٰهَهُ هَوَىٰ. Why don't you look at those people who have made their passions and their desires their God? وَأَضَلَّهُ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ. Despite knowledge, Allah has deviated them. وَخَتَمَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِهِ وَجَعَلَ عَلَىٰ بَصَرِهِ غِشَاوَةً. Allah has placed a seal over their heart, over their mind. فَمَنْ يَهْدِيهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ اللَّهِ. Now who is going to guide them? 22 people chasing behind a piece of pigskin. Youngster is depressed. Why my team lost? When such a condition has overtaken the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the little babies of this ummah are crying, hungry on the breast of their mothers. Those tears are drying out and still there is no food for them to eat. When this ummah in hundreds and thousands have become homeless, flagrant, extravagant wedding ceremonies, flagrant, extravagant waste of time in frivolous activities. Where is the dard and pain and compassion for humanity? Where is the worry for insaniyat? Where is the empathy for one's fellow human being? Let's say Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when there was drought in Medina Munawara, he took an oath that as long as there is meat in every home of Medina, Umar would not eat one morsel of meat. He said, if a dog died hungry on the bank of the river Dandela, Umar will be held accountable in the court of Allah. Where is that empathy with humanity? Where is that concern for a fellow human being? This is not an ordinary ummah. This is the ummah of the Quran. This is the ummah of Muhammad of the Quran. Quran is not some book of rules. Quran is a legacy of love and muhabbat. Ali radiallahu anhu used to say, whenever I wanted to talk to Allah, I would read 2 rakat salam. And whenever I wanted my Allah to talk to me, I would read Quran. Such a gift that ummah was given. Such a Quran that ummah was given. سَبَّحَ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. What is Allah telling us? Everything in the heavens, everything in the earth is in the praise of Allah. وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. Allah is the mighty, Allah is wise. لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. To Allah belongs the kingdom of the heavens and the earth. يُحْيِي وَيُمِيتُ. Life in Allah's hand, death in Allah's hand. وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. Allah has power over everything. هُوَ الْأَوَّلُ وَالْآخِرُ وَالظَّاهِرُ وَالْبَاطِنُ. Allah is the first, Allah is the last, Allah is apparent, Allah is omnipresent, Allah is concealed. وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٌ. And Allah has knowledge of everything. This expression, هُوَ الْأَوَّلْ وَالْآخِرْ وَالْظَاهِرْ وَالْبَاطِنْ. Allah Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the form of a dua, he makes tafsir of this. He says, Allahumma أنت الأول فليس قبلك شيء وأنت الآخر فليس بعدك شيء وأنت الظاهر فليس فوقك شيء وأنت الباطن فليس دونك شيء. He says, oh my Allah, you are the first, before you there is nothing. You are the last, after you there is nothing. You are apparent, above you there is nothing. You are conceived from you there is nothing. Like I mentioned earlier, what do we have at our disposal to describe Allah? We have words, expressions we find in the books of Aqeedah. Qadeemun bila ibtida, daimun bila intiha. Allah was forever, Allah will be forever. Wallah, by the qasam of my Allah, these words do not do justice to describing Allah. The whole life of this human being, the whole life of this human being is to recognize Allah. If the reality of Quran had to open upon us, wallah, my respected brothers, if the reality of Allah's pehchan, Allah's marifat had to open upon us, wallah, this world will not even appear to be a wing of a mosquito also. We have no other purpose but the recognition of Allah. What is this forever? Forever, what it means? Very, 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 very long period of time. How can forever ever describe Allah? Long period of time, Allah created time. Time is Allah's makhluk. لا يحويه مكان لا يشتمل عليه زمان. Allah is free of shape. Allah is free of form. Allah is free of space. Allah is free of direction. Allah has created space. but Allah does not occupy space. Allah is there, but Allah does not occupy space. Allah created space. Allah created form. Allah created color. Allah created direction. Allah is Rabb of this. رب المشرق والمغرب رب المشرقين ورب المغربين رب المشارق ورب المغارب رب السماوات السبع ورب العرش العظيم east west north south above below اينما تولوا فثم وجه الله turn in any direction and you will see the جلوة of Allah لا يشتمل عليه زمان Allah is free of the constraints of time this tick 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 of the clock That which insan has taken for granted. Like you mentioned earlier. Frivolous activities, hours and hours. What am I doing? What are you doing by? Passing the time. Birthday, celebrating birthday. What are you celebrating? إِنَّا لَنَفْرَحُ بِالْأَيَّامِ نَبْتَعُهَا إِنَّا لَنَفْرَحُ بِالْأَيَّامِ نَبْتَعُهَا وَكُلَّ يَوْمٍ مَرَى يُدْنِي مِنَ الْأَجَلِ فَاعْمَلْ لِنَفْسِكَ قَبْلَ الْمَوْتِ مُجْتَهِدًا فَإِنَّمَا الرِّبْحُ وَالْخُسْرَانُ فِي الْعَمَلِ نُجَدِّدْ سُرُورًا بِالْهِلَالِ إِذَا بَدَا وَمَا هِيَ إِلَّا السَّيْفُ لِلْحَتْفِ يَنْتَظِي إِذَا تَمَّ الْعَامُ فَهِيَ كِنَايَةٌ وَتَرْجُمَةٌ عَنْ شَطْرِ أُمْرٍ قَدْ انْقَضَى هذا the poet puts it so beautifully he says you foolish insan you are celebrating the passage of time إِنَّا لَنَفْرَحُ بِالْأَيَّامِ نَبْتَعُهَا New Year, billions, billions of dollars wasted celebrating what? Birthday celebrating, the other day, a few years ago, I went to a relative, he says, I just came from a birthday party. I said, by whose birthday party? How old was the person? He says, 60 years of age. One wonders, a 60-year-old person, how are you going to put 60 candles in the cake? And the respiratory system of a 60-year-old man, when he tries to blow the 60 candles out, whether he'll get blown out first, or the candles will blow out first, that also is out. So what is this insan doing? Celebrating. Fuzayl bin Ayaz, rahimullah, came across a person 60 years of age. Kama ta'aliyya bin Umar, my brother, how old are you? He says, I'm 60 years of age. He says, منذ 60 سنة تصيروا إلى ربك يشيكوا أن تصير. He says, oh my brother, you are on a train of life for the last 60 years. Don't you think the time for your destination has come near?
Allah, Allah.
Don't you think the time to meet Allah has come near? That hole in the ground. We have forgotten it. A few years ago, I was in the I'tikaf, late one night, 1 o'clock in the morning, one brother, a Pakistani brother, he came. He said, Manisa, I want to ask you one question. I said, by what? He says, you know, Manisa, when I was a young boy, I remember when we used to go to the Qabristan, and the janaza was being in the ground. For the next 2 or 3 weeks, if the light was put up at home till we became afraid. We couldn't sleep at night. He said, tell me now, Manisa, what has happened? So I said, by what has happened? He says, now I see the janaza is going in the ground, the cell phone is ringing. Janaza is being in the ground, the musical tone is on. Janaza is being in the ground, and the business deal is being done. أَوَلَمْ نُعَمِّرْكُمْ مَا يَتَذَكَّرُ فِيهِ مَنْ تَذَكَّرَ وَجَاءَكُمُ النَّذِيرُ Allah says, did we not give you sufficient aid? On that day it will be said. Didn't we give you sufficient aid? To heed the warning, وَجَاءَكُمُ النَّذِيرُ Our warners came. Who are the warners? Muhammad Rasulullah ﷺ. And who are the warners? Everything around us is a warner. A reminder. This life is ephemeral. This life is temporary. Do not be deceived by that rising sun. Do not be deceived by that rising sun. It reaches the zenith. Lights up the whole world. And then what happens? Every day. Every day. Every day that same sun is swallowed by the darkness of the horizon of the west. To remind this insan, this world is temporary. Yeh wafai tere saath nahi karenge. This world will not do wafadari with you. Yeh bewafa hai. It will not be your friend. It is a passing phase. That youngster with his Ray-Bans on, with a golden necklace, he stands in front of the mirror, looking from this side, looking from that side. Nowadays with all the different chemicals they take and hours in the gyms, looks at the physique and looking from this side and that side. The other day we passed, I remember I saw Allahu Akbar.
Someone place was written, Gents Beauty Parlor. Gents Beauty Parlor. Sahaba would turn over in the cupboard. You can understand female. Nowadays, Gents Beauty Parlor. That young girl, she preens herself in front of the mirror. The bloom of her cheeks were compared to the bloom of roses. The twinkling of her eyes to the twinkling of stars. She thinks she is the Zuleika of the time. What plastic surgery are you going to use? What Botox treatment? What chemicals? What cosmetics are you going to use, my respected brothers, to delay the onset of the ravages of time? That which Quran says, وَمَنْ نُعَمِّرْهُ نُنَكِّسُ فِي الْخَلْقِ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. Those whom we took to an old age, we bring a reverse. We bring a reverse. يُرَدُّ إِلَىٰ أَرْضَلِ الْعُمَرِ لِكَيْ لَا يَعْلَمَ مِنْ بَعْدِ عِلْمٍ شَيْئًا. Allah says, we bring in front of you examples, people that were the brains of their time, eventually we reduce them to make them vegetables and cabbages in front of you for you to understand that this world is a passing phase. Do not be deceived. Don't be deceived by that rising sun. Don't be deceived by that physique of today. Few years will pass. Few years will pass. That same youngster won't want to look at the mirror also. That young girl will say, don't show me the mirror. It's not me. It's someone else. That every janazah that passes is a reminder. That hole in the ground, my Nabi says, we have forgotten it. It has not forgotten us. Every day it is calling out, Anabaytul Dood, Anabaytul Dulma, Anabaytul Wahda, Anabaytul Wahsha. I am the home of insects. I am the home of loneliness. I am the home of worms. I am the home of fear. Prepare yourself. Prepare yourself before you have to come. What preparation are we doing? He's planning. Allah forgive us. He's planning a 60-foot tall structure in his mind's eye. And the decision has already been made in the heavens that before the sunset of today, he is to go 6 feet beneath the ground. Is this not the reality of this life? Is this not the reality of this life? The caterers, the order has been given. The caterers have been hired. The lavish ceremony is planned. Little does he realize, little does he realize, little does he realize that the insects of the grave are already sharpening their teeth. Soon he is to become their food. The tailors have been given the order. The latest Hugo Boss suit is being prepared. Body fitting to his physique, to perfection. The latest style, the latest fashion. Little does he realize the calico of his coffin has already entered the marketplace. What guarantee? Ad-dunya thalathatu ayyam. Ad-dunya thalathatu ayyam. Yawmun madha. Yawmun madha. Wa yawmu ghadin. Falasta tadri anta mudrikuhu am la. Wa yawmun anta feehi fahtanimhu. How beautiful is the expression. This world is 3 days only. 1 day is already passed. Nothing you can do about it. The other is tomorrow. You don't know if you live to see tomorrow. The third is this day. Value this day. Value this day. This life is a parting phase. The highest number of ahadith the greatest narrator of ahadith was Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu. 5,374 ahadith. The second highest narrator of hadith was Umm al-Mu'mineen, our mother, Aisha radiallahu anha. Approximately 2,200 ahadith she narrated. Faqih Abu Layth Samarqandi rahmatullahi mentions the riwayat that someone asked her, that, O mother of the believers, tell us, what was it that you heard my Nabi mentioning the most often at home? Imagine this, appreciate the veracity of this. The second highest narrator of hadith is asked this question, what expression did you hear Rasulullah ﷺ repeating the most often? What did she respond? She said, لَوْ كَانَ لِإِبْنِ آدَمَ وَادِيًا مِنْ ذَهَبْ أَخَبَّ أَنْ يَكُونَ لَهُ وَادِيًا وَلَيَّمْ لَا فَاهُ إِلَّا التُّرَابُ. He said, such is the greed and such is the avarice of my ummah that if Ibn Adam had one belly of gold, he won the second one. Sure. If he had the second one, he won the third one. He'll keep shifting the goalposts. He'll keep shifting the goalposts. Keep moving the target further and further away. وَلَيَّمْ لَا فَاهُ إِلَّا التُّرَابُ. Nothing. If this
avarice, if this bimari, if this sickness of his greed is not addressed, nothing, nothing but the sand of the grave will satisfy his greed. Passing phase. وَجَاءَكُمْ النَّذِيرُ Allah says, our warners came to you, the cautioners came to you. Someone saw Abu Darda رضي الله عنه, there was a janazah going. Someone asked him, the no, Abu Darda, tell me whose janazah is that? Whose janazah is that? He says, by that is your janazah. That is your janazah. And if you don't like what I am saying, take it as my janazah. Why? Because Allah says, إِنَّكَ مَيِّتٌ وَإِنَّهُمْ مَيِّتُونَ There is only one reality of this life, one goal, one object, my respected brothers, and that is the recognition of Allah. That from head to toe we have to hand ourselves over to Allah. Allah's pehchan, Allah's marifat, this is bakharun la sa'ila lahu. This is that ocean which has no limits whatsoever to it. لَا يَخْوِيهِ مَكَانٍ لَا يَشْتَمِنُ عَلَيْهِ زَمَانٍ Allah is free of the constraints of time. Past tense, present tense, future tense. This is for you and I. 100 years from now. Now and 100 years ago. Now and 100 years from now. For Allah is equal. Allah is free of this tick, 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 tick of the clock. Ashab-e Kahf, those youngsters, they went in the cave. They went to sleep. When they woke up, وَكَذَلِكَ بَعَثْنَاهُمْ لِيَتَسَاءَلُوا بَيْنَهُمْ They started discussing amongst themselves, how long did we sleep? How long is it possible for a human being to sleep? 8 hours, 10 hours, 12 hours, 14 hours, back will pain, head will pain, you get, bones will start paining, you get hungry, you need to relieve yourself. So someone says, قَالَ قَائِلُ مِنْهُمْ كَمْ لَبِثْتُمْ قَالُوا لَبِثْنَا يَوْمًا أُبَعْدَ يَوْمْ Someone said, we slept for one day. Someone said, we slept for a portion of one day. What was the reality? وَلَبِثُوا فِي كَهْفِهِمْ ثَلَاثَ مِئَةٍ سِنِينَ وَزْدَادُوا تِسْعًا Quran tells us they slept for 309 years. What was astonishing? What was the sabak of iman that Quran teaches us? That youngster, that hypothetically went to sleep at the age of 15, wakes up 309 years later, his age is not 324, it's still 15. Why? Because outside the cave the clock ticked. Inside the cave Allah stopped time. Allah's qudrat encompasses everything. Time also is Allah's makhluk. Allah's greatness is such. Laysa ka mithlihi shay. There is human being's psyche is such that when you have to appreciate the greatness of something, what do? We quantify it. We quantify it, or we use our imaginative ability, or we compare it. Like we hear expressions, brighter than the sun, faster than the wind, more beautiful than the moon. When you want to, we think, when you want to describe something that's fast, then we think, we compare it to something that's faster, or the speed of which is known. How are you going to appreciate Allah's greatness when there is no comparison with Allah? لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ What does Quran say? Compare Allah with anything, you will not be able to even compare Allah. لَا يَسِّفُهُ الْمَاصِفُونَ لَا تُغَيِّرُهُ الْحَوَادِثُ لَا تُخَالِفُهُ الظُّنُونَ The imaginative ability of this insan, Allah can never imagine the greatness of Allah. But we say the earth is small, Allah is big. Sky is small, Allah is big. Wallah, my respected brothers, ye bachcho wali yaqeen hai. This is the yaqeen of a little child. Allah is ahad, ahad. Normally we translate this ahad, we say Allah is one. But am I explaining this one is not the correct translation. It doesn't do justice because if there's one, there can be two or three or four. What is ahad laysa kamithlihi shay? There is nothing that is like Allah. Quran gives inference to the explanation of this. قُلْ لَوْ كَانَ الْبَحْرُ مِدَادًا لِكَلِمَاتِ رَبِّي لَنَفِدَ الْبَحْرُ قَبْلَ أَن تَنْفَدَ كَلِمَاتُ رَبِّي وَلَوْ جِنَّا بِمِثْلِهِ مَدَدًا وَلَوْ أَنَّمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ مِنْ شَجَرَةٍ أَقْلَامٍ وَالْبَحْرُ يَمُدُّهُ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ سَبْعَةُ أَبْحُرٍ مَا نَفِدَتْ كَلِمَاتُ اللَّهِ اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ
What does Allah say? وَلَوْ أَنَّ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ مِنْ شَجَرًا. If all the trees on the surface of this earth are to become pens. This expression, مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ, doesn't mean the current vegetation of the earth. It means from the time the universe was created till Qiyamah, whatever vegetation will grow. Scientists estimate the age of this universe to be 14 billion years. From that time till now, till Qiyamah, whatever trees have grown, مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ doesn't only mean the land. The land of this earth is only 29%, 71% is ocean. The vegetation of the ocean is more than the vegetation of the land. Atlantic Ocean by Philippines, and the ocean goes 11 kilometers deep. 11 kilometers deep. We can take the whole mountain range, Himalaya mountain range, and put it in the ocean, the entire mountain will be submerged. Such a vast ocean Allah has made. And such makhluk Allah has kept. It is that sunlight. Sunlight penetrates 500 or 600 meters. Beyond that you cannot see. Submarine is made out of thousands and thousands of tons of steel. Yet a submarine more than 500 or 600 meters, if it goes any deeper, such is the pressure of the ocean that it will be crushed like an egg. Cannot go more than 500 or 600 meters. Yet 11 kilometers in the depths of the ocean, there are tiny, tiny fish. How are their bodies made in such a way to withstand the pressure of the ocean at that level? Pitch back darkness. And such is the madhara of the qudrat of my Allah, that every 50 meters from the bottom of the ocean moving upwards, the salinity and chemical composition of the water changes. So the different type of fish, different type of vegetation every 50 meters. These fish that are in that 50 meters, when they reach the top, because the chemical composition of the water changes, they remain within their 50 meters. Mm-hmm. Different types of makhluk. You cannot imagine, مَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِ. We haven't understood who is Allah. Allah says, if all these trees are to become pens, if the waters of the oceans are to become ink, add another seven oceans, and then say to insan, say to jinnat, say to the malaika, say to anbiya, use the pens that have become, use the trees that have become pens, use the waters of the ocean that have become ink, and start writing now. What must you write? Write the tarif of Allah, the greatness of Allah, the kalimat of Allah, the sifat of Allah, the attributes of Allah. This human being in his life, normal human being, uses only 4 to 5% of his brain. 95% is sleeping. Einstein, when they exhumed his brain, they found he had used 11.2%. The rest of his brain also was sleeping. In Jannat, Allah will open the mental capacity of every human being 100%. So that he can experience the pleasures of Jannat to its maximum. But in this world, 4 to 5% only he uses. And such a brain, sometimes Qurbani time, people at that time must look at the sheep brain. Sometimes they make curry out of it, they call it beja curry. Tell the little children they don't want to look at it. It's very tasty. You've got uric acid, stay away from it. In any case, if you look at the brain of the sheep, and you look at a human brain, very similar. Yet such a brain Allah has given this insan. It is said in the nerve fibers, if the nerve fibers of the brain of each human being are opened up and a rope is made, it will go from this masjid in Blackburn to the moon, around the moon and come back to this masjid in Blackburn. 580,000 kilometers long are the nerve fibers of the brain of each human being. 100 million cells linked into each other. With such complexity, wallah, that this human being can never, ever understand this complexity. Such a brain, how does this piece of flesh, how does memory come into it? How does compassion come into it? How does love come into it? How does an ocean of emotions come into it? How does the capacity for revenge come into it? How does the capacity for compassion and kindness enter into a piece of flesh?
وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. Allah says, if you have to enumerate, if you have to count, if you have to reflect, if you have to ponder over the favors of Allah, لَا تُحْصُوهَا, you will never do justice. One thing, one part, وَكِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُحْصِرُوا. Look within yourself. This kidney, the size of a walnut, 1 million holes, 1 million holes, size of a walnut. Those who don't know what's a walnut, 2 or 3 almonds put it together, that's the size of a walnut. An object that size has 1 million holes in it. And then there's a rope around it. A rope of blood vessels. How long? 72 kilometers long. 72 kilometer rope tied around the object the size of a walnut. In it is 1 million holes. Ask ourselves the question, which urologist really knows what's going on in the kidney? Obviously, the doctor is not going to admit that he doesn't know. Because how is he going to justify his birth? He'll never admit it. One old man, 70 years of age, he went to the doctor, his urine stopped. Doctor put his instrument, whatever it is, the man got a little bit of relief. Doctor presented the bill, the old man started crying. The doctor said, all right, I'll give you a discount. He said, I'm not crying because I can't afford to pay your bill. Why are you crying? He says, only today I realized that for 70 years of my life, there was one Zat and one being that was doing this work for me and he never charged. No, today, insan is doing it for me, already he charged. One doctor, I'm not here to run the doctors down, this is just an example. I don't know this many of doctors. And the other day, one Tabligh Sadi, one doctor, he told me, in fact, the most intelligent thing I've ever heard any doctor say. He says, Mauli Sahab, we have the best profession. We are the best profession. I said, why? He says, because we charge the bill and Allah gives the shifa. Allah gives the shifa. Two patients, exactly same illness, one gets same medication, one dies, one lives. Who's doing? Allah. Allah is the one that decides. Allah is the one that is controlling. Walnut, 1 million strainers, 1 million holes, a rope 72 kilometers, which doctor can possibly know what is going on? Nevertheless, if Allah Ta'ala has to open the brains of every insan 100%, give each one the lifespan of Nuh alayhi salam, make the trees into pens, the waters of the oceans into ink, multiplied another 7 times, and then the rest of Allah's creation, wallah, what does Quran tell us? سَبَّحَ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ وَلَكِن لَّا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُمْ تُسَبِّحُ لَهُ السَّمَاوَاتُ السَّبْعُ وَالْأَرْضُ وَمَن فِيهِنَّ everything in the heavens, everything in the earth, every shay, every entity that exists is making tasbih of Allah. He's already praising Allah. Subbuhun Qudusun. La ilaha illallah al Malik al Haqq al Mubin. Everything is in tasbih. Allah, if Allah had to make us all hear the tasbih, if all these other creations, every leaf of every tree is making tasbih, has to advise this insan what he was right. Write the tarif of Allah. Write the kalimat of Allah. What one creation of Allah the mind cannot imagine. There is one fish, they call it an eel. You find this fish in Africa, sometimes in America, sometimes in Arabia. Allah has made this fish such that at the end of its life, when the time comes for it to lay its eggs, whether it's in Africa, whether it's in Arabia, whether it is, wherever it is, this fish starts a journey. It goes to Bermuda. One place only in the world it goes to, this particular fish. It goes to Bermuda. Where is it traveling? It's traveling in the depths of the ocean, total pitch darkness. There's no GPS, no navigation, no satellite. Naturally, this fish, 8,000, 5,000, 9,000 kilometers will travel directly to Bermuda. Each of these fish, these eels, lay 30,000 eggs. After they lay the eggs, they die. When the eggs are hatched, those children that are born, their risk and their sustenance is in the ocean of its mother. Hello. Where its mother came from, Allah kept its risk. So after those eggs are hatched, those children, they start a journey to go back to the ocean of its mother. Never spoke to the mother. never met the mother, mother is already dead. Yet, Allah inspires that creation, that fish, it starts a journey. Marine biologists have studied this for years, they have never found that an eel whose mother lived its life in Africa went to Arabia or went anywhere else. That baby goes exactly back to the ocean where his mother was. Spends its entire life and it comes back to Bermuda to lay eggs. One creation of Allah like this. How many multitudes of creation? There are 10,000 different species of spiders. There is one spider, half it lives in the water, half the web is under the water, half the web is above the water. The half of the web that is under the water is waterproof. And the web that is above the water catches the oxygen that is needed for the web that is underneath the water and transfers the oxygen underneath the water. One creation of Allah. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. We will never be able to comprehend the greatness of Allah. Imagine Allah says, if the trees are to become bends, the waters of the oceans are to be coming, multiply it another 7 times, say to insan, say to jinnat, say to the malaika, say to Jibrail, Mikael, Israfil, Israel, say to Anbiya alayhi salam, Yusuf alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam, Yaqub alayhi salam, Idris alayhi salam, Harun alayhi salam, say to the galaxy of Anbiya, say to Imam al-Anbiya, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, use the trees that have become bends, use the waters of the oceans that are becoming. Right now, what must you write? Write the kalimat of Allah, write the kibriyai of Allah, write the jalal of Allah, right? The Azmat of Allah, لَنَفِدَ الْبَحْرُ قَبْلَ أَنْ تَنْفَدَ كَلِمَاتُ رَبِّي وَلَوْ جِنَا بِمِثْلِهِ مَدَدًا. The trees will come to an end, the pens will come to an end, insan will perish, jinnat will perish, anbiya will perish, malaika will perish. Allah's kalimat, Allah's greatness, Allah's kibriyai, Allah's jalal will never ever come to an end. أكبر من كل كبير أقوى من كل قوي أعز من كل عزيز أعظم من كل عظيم أجل من كل جليل. Greater than anything with greatness, more majestic than anything with majesty, more glorious than anything with glory, more powerful than anything with power, more mighty than anything with might. أحد ليس كمثله شيء. There is nothing that is like Allah. Earth is small, Allah is big. Yet, bacho wali yaqeen. This is the yaqeen of a little child. What does justice to this? Ulama say that if this entire makhluk has to imagine Allah's greatness to the maximum potential of their ability, beyond their mental ability, combined, if they have to imagine Allah's greatness, Allah is even greater than that was. Allah is even greater than that also. Where is the test for this? Where is the mantra for this? How much has this entered the heart? Stand on the musalla and say, Allahu Akbar. Stand on the musalla and say, Allahu Akbar. فَمَنْ قَامَ لِلْتَكْبِيرِ لَا قَتْهُ رَحْمَةٌ فَمَنْ قَامَ لِلْتَكْبِيرِ لَا قَتْهُ رَحْمَةٌ وَكَانَكَ عَبَدٍ بَابُ مَوْلَاهُ يَقْرَعُ وَصَالَ لِلَبِّ الْعَرْشِ حِينَ صَلَاتِهِ نَجِيَّا فَيَا تُوبَاهُ لَوْ كَانَ يَخْشَعُ. Like the poet says, when you stand on the musalla and say, Allahu Akbar, you are covered with the mercy of Allah. You are enshrouded in the mercy of Allah. وَكَانَكَ عَبَدٍ بَابُ مُلَّهُ يَقْرَعُ. Your example is like that person who is making tap, 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 knocking where? At the door of the bank manager? At the door of the neighbor? At the door of the insan who is more in need than you are? No! Where are you knocking? You are knocking at the door of Allah. كَانَكَ عَبَدٍ بَابُ مُلَّهُ يَقْرَعُ فَيَا تُوبَاهُ لَوْ كَانَ يَخْشَعُ. He says, Mubarak to you if only you had khushu in that salah. If only you had khushu in that salah. Like the poet says, تُصَلِّي بِلَا قَلْبٍ صَلَاةً بِمِثْلِهَا يَسِيرُ الْفَتَى مُسْتَوْجِبًا لِلْعُقُوبَةِ تُخَاطِبُهُ إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ مُقْبِلًا عَلَى غَيْرِهِ فِيهَا لِغَيْرِ ضَرُورَةٍ فَلَوْ رَدَّ مَنْ نَاجَاكَ لِلْغَيْرِ طَرْفَهُ تَمَيَّزْتَ مِنْ غَيْرٍ عَلَيْهِ وَغَيْرَةٍ أَمَا أَلَا تَسْتَحْيِي أَلَا تَسْتَحْيِي مِنْ مَالِكِ الْمُلْكِ وَأَنْ يَرَى صُدُودَكَ عَنْهُ يا قليل المروة صلاة أقيمت يعلم الله أنها بفعلك هذا طاعة كالخطيئة. But I give what may be considered to be an amusing example, but it explains the Salah of the Ummah today. They said there was one person, his friend was sick. This man was deaf. He went to visit his sick friend. The sick friend, sick people, they get upset, they get irritated. A lot of visitors. Now he looks to the people, my deaf friend came. Deaf friend came. So obviously he's not going to hear anything. Now I must entertain him. I'm tired, I'm sick, I want rest. The deaf friend, in his jazba to meet his friend, he postulates the conversation, decides beforehand. First question I'll ask, how are you? He'll say, I'm feeling well. I'll say, Alhamdulillah. The next question I'll ask him, who's your doctor? He'll give some name. I can't hear. I'll say, very good doctor. What medicine? He'll mention some medicine. I'll say, Allah give you shifa, very good medicine. So he enters the door, friend is irritated. How are you? In his irritation, this man can't hear me anyway. He says, I'm dying. Alhamdulillah. Very good. I'm so happy to hear that. This man gets more upset. Instead of dua, I'm getting badua from this person. What next question he asks, who is the doctor? He says, Malakul Maut. Very, very good doctor. He gets even more upset. By what medicine you taking? Now he's so irritated, he says, I'm taking poison. Carry on with that medicine. Very good. So what was something supposed to be positive? Something that was supposed to be positive is what now negative? Salatan uqimat ya'lamu Allahu annaha. He says the type of salah you are making today, Allah knows. Ta'atun kal khatiyati. Instead of being obedience of Allah, it's the disobedience of Allah. Tusalli bila qalbin. Salatan uqimat ya'lamu Allahu annaha. Bifi'liha hadha ta'atun kal khatiyati. He says you make a salah, your heart is somewhere else. You're saying, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Every boundary, every obstacle, every distance between you and Allah is removed. You're standing in Allah's court. When you're saying, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Allah is responding directly to you. What is the salah? This month of Rajab just passed. Synonymous with what? With Mi'rajun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Where does Allah take His beloved? Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi laylan min al-masjid al-haram ila al-masjid al-aqsa. Time was stopped from masjid al-haram to masjid al-aqsa through the 7-11. Such a vast space. 1981 edition of a magazine that NASA, there was an article by NASA. This magazine is actually published by a church organization. But in it there was an article by NASA. The name of this magazine, Plain Truth, in the January 1981 edition. There was an article there that a report by NASA that this universe is so vast, we are only able to see 3% of it. Because there is only light in 3%. The other 97% is what we call the black hole. We don't even know what is going on there. The density of the matter of the black hole is such that one tablespoon of that matter is more than the other 3% that is visible. In this 3% that is visible, there are so many stars. Just this galaxy. We are living in one galaxy, what they call the Milky Way. Galaxy is not just the solar system. The sun or 9 planets or 31 moons or 30,000 asteroids, thousands of comets and meteors. This is just the solar system. Bigger than that is the galaxy, what we call the Milky Way. The sun is only one star in this galaxy. The size diameter of the sun, 1,392,000 kilometers. There are some stars in this galaxy, the diameter is 400 million kilometers. There is one star, the diameter is 1.4 billion kilometers. In this galaxy, they estimate there are 200 billion stars. 200 billion stars in just this one galaxy. This space, just this galaxy, is so vast. It is said if you travel at the speed of light travels at 182 miles per second. 300,000 kilometers in a second. In a year, light covers a distance of 9.5 trillion kilometers. It is said just this galaxy is 105,000 light years. This galaxy. And they estimate there are 170 billion other such galaxies. In just 3% of this universe, in which there are so many stars, that they say if you take one second to name each star, it will take 300 trillion years just to name the stars. Mm-hmm. This is just Sama' al-Dunya, where there are stars is beneath the first heaven. وَلَقَدْ زَيَّنَّا السَّمَاءَ الدُّنْيَا بِمَصَابِيحَ وَحِفْظًا مُحَمَّدُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صلى الله عليه وسلم. Without a space suit, without an astronaut outfit, is taken from Masjid Haram to Masjid Aqsa, to the first heaven. Above that, at the first heaven, meet Adam alayhi salam. Second heaven Yahya Isa alayhi salam. Third heaven Yusuf alayhi salam. Fourth heaven Idris alayhi salam. Fifth heaven Harun alayhi salam. Sixth heaven Musa alayhi salam. Seventh heaven Ibrahim alayhi salam. Then above that the sea, above that the arsh of Allah, right up to the Sidratul Muntaha, the final point beyond which no creation of Allah had ever ventured. At that point Jibreel says, Ya Rasulullah, if I go one hair's breadth further, I would be burnt to ashes. There is only permission for you to go beyond this.
Allah,
he goes to Sidratul Muntaha. Beyond the Sidratul Muntaha, Qadi Ayyad Rahimahullah in his Shifa, he mentions the riwayat that Rasulullah said, Faraqani Jibreel. Faraqani Jibreel. Jibreel left me, I was totally alone. He had reached that point no creation of Allah had ever reached. When Qata'atil Aswar, there was total, complete silence. Naturally, he became afraid. All of a sudden, فَسَمِعْتُ كَلَامَ رَبِّي فَسَمِعْتُ كَلَامَ رَبِّي I heard the kalam of my Allah. لِيَهْدَ رَوْحُكْ يَا حَبِيبِي أُذْنُ Do not be afraid, O my beloved. Do not be afraid, O my beloved. مَقَامْ كَمَالِ قُرْبْ That maqam, that status, that call to Allah, conversation takes place. Crux, one part of it, Ya Rabbi, اتخذت إبراهيم خليلا وآتيته ملكا عظيما وكلمت موسى تكليما وآتيت داود ملكا عظيما وألنت له الحديد وآتيت سليمان ملكا لا ينبغي لأحد من بعده وسخرت له الجن والإنس والرياح والشياطين وأحييت لعيسى الموتى فماذا جعلت لي He says, Oh my Allah, you softened lips for Dawood alayhi salam. You spoke directly to Musa alayhi salam. You gave Sulaiman alayhi salam a kingdom the like of which no one will ever receive. You subjugated the jinnat, shayateen, the winds for Sulaiman alayhi salam. You brought the death to life for Isa alayhi salam. فَمَاذَا جَعَلْتَ لِي Oh my Allah, what have you kept for me? Allah responds, أَوَلَيْسَ قَدْ أَعْتَيْتُكَ أَفْضَلَ مِنْ ذَلِكَ كُلِّهِ The crux of that response, Adam Safiullah alayhi salam, Musa Kalimullah alayhi salam, Isa Ruhullah alayhi salam. Amma anta fahabibullah. Have I not given you better than all this? Have I not given you better than all this? You are the beloved of Allah. You are the beloved of Allah. Wa Allah dhukir mattubun. Allah tells him it is written down. Muhammadun Habib al-Rahman. Muhammad is the beloved of Rahman. وَاللَّا ذُكِرْتَ إِلَّا ذُكِرْتَ مَعِي And from now till Qiyamah, my name will not be taken except that your name will be taken with my name. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم never to be separated. يُنَادَى بِهِ فِي جَوْءِ السَّمَاءِ This name, Allah's name with the name of Israel will resound in the atmosphere. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma makes tafsir of this Allah zukir killa zukir tama'i the name of Allah with the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never to be separated fil adhan wal iqama wal tashahud wa yawm al jumu'ati ala al manabir wa yawm al fitr wa yawm al adha wa inda al jimar wa bayna al safa wal marwa وفي خطبة النكاح وفي مشارق الأرض ومغاربها the name of Allah with the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never to be separated not in adhan, not in iqamat, not in tashahud in salah not on the day of Jumu'ah on the members of the entire world not in the khutbah of nikah not in Mina, not in Arafat not between Safa and Marwa and not in the east or the west with the name of Allah ever be separated from the name of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam such a nabi was given to the ummah What did he come? What was given in Mi'raj? What was given in Mi'raj? Such a salah. Such a salah. Such a salah was given to this ummah. That Daniel alayhi salam, Qatada mentions the riwayat, Zukira lana, anna Daniel alayhi salam, naata ummata Muhammad. Daniel alayhi salam praised the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said they were given such a salah, such a salah, such a salah. Lo sallaha qawm Nuhin ma ghuriku. Walo sallaha qawm Adin or qawm Thamud ma akhadathum as-sayha wa ma ursilat alayhim ar-rih al-aqim. If the same salah was given to the ummah of Nuh alayhi salam, that ummah would never have drowned. If Qawm Aad or Qawm Thamud was given the salah that the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given, the azam of Allah that befell those nations would never have befallen them. Such a salah this Ummah was given. Yet what is the reality of the salah today? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Yati ala nasi zamanun, yusallun wala yusallun. A time will come upon my Ummah. They will be making salah, but what they will be making will not be salah. He said, يُوشِكُ أَن تَدْخُلَ الْمَسْجِدَ الْجَامِعَ فَلَا يَرَى رَجُلًا خَاشِعًا. He said, a time will come, you will enter Jami Masjid. Thousands of musallis. And not one person will have khushu in the salah. Not one person will have khushu in the salah. The salah like a black rag will be flung back at the face of the musalli. Allah. Why Allah's azmat? Allah's azmat is not there. We are putting our heads on the ground in sajda and we don't know who is Allah. This heart is beating with the love of everything else but Allah. Why that effort to bring Allah's azmat, Allah's greatness, Allah's kibriya in his heart is not there. This yaqeen has to be learned. This iman has to be learned, my respected brothers. They cannot be learned in our shops. It cannot be learned in our businesses. It cannot be learned in our comfortable environment. Wallah, wallah, wallah. We have to learn it in the same medan and field that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught Sahaba Iman. Ta'allamna al-Iman, thumma ta'allamna al-Quran. They said, we learned Iman, then we learned Quran. Everything Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam placed on the mantle of Qurbani and sacrifice for the sake of this. Everything was given to connect and link one person with Allah, to show one person the road to Akhirat. Such was the dard, such was the pain, such was the concern, such was the worry for humanity in the heart of Rasul, in the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this was transmitted into Sahara. In Uhud, pandemonium had broken out. This false rumor had been spread that Na'udzubillah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been made shaheed. One thousand of the kuffar of Makkah decided now this is the opportunity now to finish off Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Few sahaba remained. Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, Umar radiallahu anhu, Ali radiallahu anhu, Abbad bin Bishr radiallahu anhu, Ka'b bin Ajura radiallahu anhu, Abu Dujana radiallahu anhu, Bara bin Malik radiallahu anhu, Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiyallahu ta'ala, Abdurrahman bin Auf radiyallahu ta'ala, Talha radiyallahu anhu, Zubayr radiyallahu ta'ala, Qatada bin Nu'man radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. One or two women, Mani, Ammara radiyallahu anhuma, her sons Habib and Zayd radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma. Just 16 or 17 sahaba remained. They formed a human shield around Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They became a living embodiment when the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were boycotted in Shia bin Abi Talib, in the valley of Abu Talib. The food had been cut off, the water had been cut off. 3 years of boycott. And what was the condition of emancipation? We'll give you back your home, restore your business, restore your wealth. One condition, hand over Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At that time, Abu Talib recited what we call Qasida Ilamiya, 90 couplets. Just two or three couplets of what he said. كذبتم وبيت الله نبزى محمدا ولما نطعن دونه ونناضلي ونسلمه حتى نصرع حوله ونذهل عن أبنائنا والحلائل وأبيض يستسقى الغمام بوجهه ثمان اليتامى عصمة للأرامل. One of the cracks of what he said, 90 couplets, that you want to harm Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, first you will have to climb over a mountain of our corpses before you can touch one hair on the body of Muhammad.
Allah.
Such was the love Abu Talib had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The reality of that was not shown then. It was shown in Uhud when the 17 formed the human shield around Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qatada bin Nu'man used his own knees to protect the body of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One arrow pierces into his eye socket. His eyeball comes out. Pulse. He turns around. He looks at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with tears in his eyes. Allahu Akbar. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam takes the pulp, the remains of the disgorged eyeball of Qatada bin Nu'man in his hand. Looks at the heavens and says, Ya Allah, the eye of Qatada was destroyed like this in the defense of your name. Allahumma ja'alha ahsana ilayk.
takes it, puts it back in the socket and says, oh, now make this the better of the two eyes.
Qatada
bin Nu'man's son used to say, أَنَا مَنُ الَّذِي سَالَتْ عَلَى الْخَدِّ عَيْنُهُ فَرُدَّتْ بِكَفِّ الْمُصْطَفَى أَحْسَنُ الرَّدِّي فَعَادَتْ كَمَا كَانَتْ لِأَوَّلِ مَرَّةٍ فَيَا حُسْنَ مَا عَيْنِي وَيَا حُسْنَ مَا كَفِّي. He used to say, I am the son of the one whose eyeball rolled down his cheeks. It was returned back to its socket by the hand of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It became better than the first eye. It became better than the other eye. What a beautiful eye, what a beautiful hand that placed it. Arrows raining down. They used their physical bodies to protect Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Time is limited, not going into the details. Utba bin Abi Waqqas, noticing that the arrows are not going to benefit, what does he do? Malun. He picks up a rock. Picks up a rock, flings it over the human wall in front of Rasulullah. That huge boulder comes crushing down onto the face of Rasulullah. Which face? Which face? Ulama say, amongst the myriad miracles, mu'ajizat of Rasulullah, one miracle was his Mubarak face also. That anyone who would look at that face would sit with truth, talab for iman in his heart, would automatically, just by looking at his face, become convinced that this is the Nabi of
Allah.
The morning of his birth, there was one Jew, Allama Suyuti mentions this riwayat in his Qasaid al-Kubra. There was one Jew running around like a madman in the gullies of Makkah. Was a male child born last night? People said yes. Is his father alive? They said, yes. They said, I'm not talking about that child. Was their child born last night? His father is not alive. They said, yes, the grandson of Abdul Muttalib was born last night. He said, take me to him. When he comes in front, just a few hours old, when he comes in front of the newborn baby, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just looks at his face. And what does this Jew say? وَيْلٌ لِبَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ لَقَدْ خَلَجَتِ النُّبُوَّةُ مِنْهَا وَرَحْتُمْ بِهَا يَا مَعْشَرَ قُرَيْشِ وَاللَّهِ لَيَسْتُوَنَّ بِكُمْ سَطْوَةً يَظْهَرُ عَنْهَا فِي الشَّرْقِ وَالْغَرْبِ هَلَاكَ destruction to the Bani Israel. Nubuwat has left you forever. Mubarak to you, Quraysh. Nubuwat has come upon you. Wallah, there is such a shan to this child that the nur of this child will light up the entire world. Just by looking at his face, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says, مَا رَأَيْتُ شَيْئًا أَخْسَرَ بِرَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ كَأَنَّ الشَّمْسَ تَجْرِي فِي وَجْهِ. He says, I've never seen anything more beautiful than the face of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was as if the sun would shine from his face. وَإِذَا ضَحِكَ يَتَلَالَهُ فِي الْجُدُرِ. He says, when my Nabi would smile, the nur of his smile could be seen on the wall in front of him. Hind bin Abi Wahala used to say, يَتَلَالَهُ وَجْهُ تَلَالُ الْقَمْرِ لَيْلَةَ الْبَدْرِ. He used to say that the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would glow like the 14 full moon. Jabir bin Samurah radiallahu anhu says, كُنْتُ فِي لَيْلَةِ أَضْحِيَانِ. It was a 14 full moon night. Rasulullah was lying with his head in my left in the courtyard of Masjid al-Nabawi. I looked at the moon, I looked at his face. I looked at the moon, I looked at his face. By the qasam of my Allah, the nur and effulgence and beauty of his face was more than the moon. Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu anhu says that once Rasulullah مَسَّ خَدَّهُ بِيَدِهِ فَوَجَدْتُ لِوَدِهِ burdan wa rihan. He says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once touched my cheeks, I could feel the coolness and the beautiful fragrance from the hand of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Akhrajahu min junati attar, as if he had just taken it out from a bottle of ether. Anas radiallahu anhu says, ma shamantu miskan wala ambaran wala shayyan ahsana min rihi Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anas radiallahu anhu says, I have never smelled any musk or any amber or any perfume more beautiful than the natural fragrance that would come from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make Qailullah in the home of Umm Sulaym, the mother of Anas radiallahu anhu. What does she do? While he is sleeping, she puts a container underneath the bed in which he is sleeping to collect the drops of perspiration. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mixed up, Umm Sulaym, what are you doing? She says, Ya Rasulullah, I mix this perspiration with my perfume so that it becomes the best perfume in Medina. Sahaba say, when he would pass his hand over the head of a child, that child could be distinguished from the other children for the rest of the day because of the beautiful fragrance that was coming from
Shaykh, Ali radiallahu ta'ala used to say, Man ma'ahu badihatan haabahu, wa man khalatahu ma'rifatan ahabbahu, yakulu na'ituhu, lam ara qablahu wa la ba'dahu mithlahu. If someone came upon him all of a sudden, they would be overawed. When they interacted with him, automatically they would love him, and they would say, before this and after this, I have never seen anything more beautiful than Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aisha radiallahu anha, it is dusk, it is dark. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is sitting with her. She's cleaning some vegetables. The Rasulullah is looking down. It is humid. Beads of perspiration have formed on the brow, on the forehead of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All of a sudden, Aisha stops what she's doing. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is looking down. When he realizes Aisha has stopped cleaning vegetables, he looks up. He sees Aisha is staring, radiallahu anha, mesmerized, transfixed at his face. Aisha, what has happened? Ya Khumaira, what has happened? She says, today I understood the expression of Abu Kabira Huzani, a poet of the past, when he said, وَإِذَا نَظَرْتُ إِلَىٰ أَسِرَّةِ وَجِهِ بَرِقَتْ كَبَرْقِ الْعَارِضِ الْمُتَهَلِّلِ. Abu Kabira Huzani described a pitch black night, all of a sudden there is an electric storm, beautiful streaks of lightning shooting along the horizon. This is how Aisha said she understood the beads of perspiration that were flowing down the forehead of Rasulullah SAW like bolts of lightning. With its nuraniyat and with its light, Abdullah bin Salam, a Jewish scholar, he says, I heard that person who claims to be the Nabi of Allah has come to Medina Munawwara. He was to give his first khutbah. Irtajjanna filay. All the people of Medina, the curiosity was piqued. They all gathered to hear this khutbah for the first time. He says, I also decided to come. As I came closer, Falamma nazartu ila wajihi. He says, with my gaze fell upon the face of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Tabayyantu, mera dil ne yaqeen kar liya. The conviction entered my heart. Anna wajahu laysa biwajhi kadhab. This is not the face of a liar. This is the face of a Nabi of Allah. That face which Allah says qasam in the Quran, according to the tafsir, as our Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahimahullah, wad duha. Tere roshan chehre ki qasam. By the qasam of your shining face, wal layli idha saja, by the qasam of your black zulfa, today that same face, a huge boulder comes crashing down on the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The pieces of metal enter his temple, blood pouring down from his face. That zulfa upon which Quran takes qasam is full of dust, is full of blood. That face which Quran takes qasam upon is full of blood. He falls backwards, side of his neck strikes a piece of rock, falls into a piece of a hole in the ground, falls down unconscious. Sahaba are overtaken. Allah's Rasul will become shaheed. They are overtaken. Words cannot describe their grief. Grief stricken. They turn towards him. They hover around him. He has fallen down unconscious. Little while later, he gains consciousness. When he opens his eyes, Sahaba say to him, 70 of the homes of Ansar have been made shaheed. 70 women made widows. Children made orphans. The beloved uncle of Rasulullah, his body emaciated, cut into pieces. The beloved of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, full of blood throughout his entire wujud. They turned to him with one voice, Ya Rasulullah, Ud'u Allah alayhim. O Allah, invoke the curses of Allah upon them. O Nabi of Allah, invoke the curses of Allah upon them. Umar was no ordinary personality. Nabi Sassam said, Lokana Badi Nabiyun, Lakana Umar. If there to be a Nabi after me, it would have been Umar. What does Umar say? He was a living embodiment of this expression. Ittaqu firasat al-mu'min. فَإِنَّهُ يَنْدُرُ بِنُورِ اللَّهِ. Fear, but in the wisdom of a mu'min, because he looks with the noor of Allah. Umar says, such was the hurt, such was the pain, such was the persecution, such was the suffering that had been inflicted on Sahaba, on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that if at that occasion he raised his hand, لَحَلَقْنَا مِنْ عِنْدِ آخِرِنَا, Allah would have wiped the earth from you. Allah would have destroyed humanity. Ya Rasulullah, make baddua. He looks at them with tears in his eyes. And what does he say to them? Ama inni lam ubar la'anan. He says, oh my sahaba, Allah has not sent me as one who will curse me. Allah has not sent me as one who will invoke his wrath upon humanity. Innama bu'ithtu da'iyan wa rahmatan. Innama bu'ithtu da'iyan wa rahmatan. Allah has sent me as a da'i, Allah has sent me as an inviter to humanity, and Allah has sent me as a mercy to humanity. Allah has sent me as a mercy to humanity. Allah has sent me as a mercy to my ummah. Allahumma hdi qawmi. فَإِنَّهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ وَاللَّهَ give hidayah to my people. Allah give hidayah to my people because they do not know. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Allah says, we have sent you as nothing but a mercy to you. Everything placed on the mantle of Qurbani and sacrifice. The day is coming. The day is coming, my respected brother. Your ta'a be Jahannam a yawm al-qiyamah. Jahannam will be brought on the day of judgment. لَهَا سَرْعُونَ أَلْفَ الزِّمَامِ مَا كُلِّ زِمَامٍ سَرْعُونَ أَلْفَ مَلَكٍ يَجُرْهُونَهَا. Jahannam is such a wabal, such a curse. Jahannam will have 70,000 rains. Pulling each rain will be 70,000 malaika. Just to control Jahannam. Jahannam will be brought. It comes in the riwayat. When Jahannam comes, تَزْفَرُ الزَّفْرَ تَزْفَرُ الزَّفْرَ. Jahannam will screech. Will screech. All of a sudden will revolt against the angels holding the rain. When Jahannam issues a blood-curdling screech and scream, مَا مِن نَبِيٍ مُرْسَلْ وَلَا مَلَكٍ مُقَرَّبْ. No Nabi of Allah, no angel of Allah will hear the scream, إِلَّا جَثَى عَلَىٰ رُكْبَتَيْ, but will fall down on their knees and say, يَا رَبِّ نَفْسِي نَفْسِي, يَا رَبِّ نَفْسِي نَفْسِي. Ibrahim Khalilullah will say, يَا رَبِّ نَفْسِي نَفْسِي. Isa Ruhullah will say, لَا أَسَلُكَ أُمِّي مَرْيَمْ. Allah, I'm not asking you to save my mother Maryam, save me from Jahannam. The entire humanity, يَا رَبِّ نَفْسِي نَفْسِي. Allah, save me. Allah, save me. Allah, save me. On the Maidan of Ashar, there will only be one person left. One person left. One person left. Whose pukar, whose call will be unique? One person only. And what will he be saying? Ya Rabbi Ummati. Ya Rabbi Ummati. Wala my Ummati. Wala my Ummati. Which Ummati? The same woman. He knew it was presented to him. Whose businesses were steeped in riba. Whose youngsters were jiving to music. Whose young girls, despite being dressed, paraded naked in public. Who destroyed his sunnah. Who turned his back upon his ummah. The same ummah. The same ummah. He would be saying, Ya Rabbi ummati ummah. For that same ummah, he tied stones to his son. For that same ummah, 3 months would fall and fire would not be lit in his house. Where is this dirt today? Where is this cry today? Where is this high for humanity? Tabligh, my respected brothers, this work of Dawah and Tabligh, bayans are there, advices are there. But more than this, what is Dawah and Tabligh? Dawah and Tabligh is the dirt and the cry of the heart. The cry, the Sahaba say, Ghazirun ka Ghazir al-Mirjal, the sound of a boiling kettle would come from the heart of Rasulullah. He's high, like how a mother sees her little baby dying and there's nothing that she can do. How she will cry, how a father will cry whose own family is burning in front of him in a house and there is nothing that he can do. Like someone who has lost everything, how he will cry. Wallah, more than that, was the dard and the cry of Muhammad. His high, his cry, caused the malaika to cry. His cry caused the arsh of Allah to cry. His cry caused Jibreel to cry. Allah would send malaika down. Allah would send Jibreel down. Like how a mother tries to console her child. Stop crying, stop crying, stop crying. Jibreel would be sent with ayat of the Quran, فَلَا تَذْهَبْ نَفْسُكَ عَلَيْهِمْ حَسَرَاتِ مَانْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِجَبَّارِ لَسْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِوَكِيلِ لَسْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِمُسْتَقِيلِ لَعَلَّكَ بَاقِيٌ نَفْسَكَ أَلَّا يَكُونُ مُؤْمِنِينَ. Oh my Nabi, are you going to finish yourself? Are you going to destroy yourself because they would not accept? He would say, Allah, my ummah, my ummah, my ummah. Jibreel would come, Sanurdika fi ummatik. Allah says, we will please you. We will please you with regards to your ummah. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu used to say, La'arda Muhammad, wa wahidu min ummatihi fin nar. Muhammad sallallahu will never be happy as long as one ummati is in Jannah. Where is this dar today? Where is this worry today? Where is this cry for humanity today? A janaza of a Jew is passing in Medina. Rasulullah sallallahu is crying. Sahaba say, Alaysat Yahudi, Ya Rasulullah, is it not a Jew? Is it not a Jew? He says, Alaysat Nafsul Lafallatat Minni. Is it not another ummati of mine? Is it not another ummati of mine that is going to Jahannam forever and ever? Who is to cry for them? My respected brothers, like Salah is an order of Allah, and like Zakat is an order of Allah, and like Hajj is an order of Allah, by the Qasam of Allah, Dawat and Tabligh is an order of Allah. Jisne Huzur Paak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ke khatme nubuwat par iman laya, the one who brought iman on the khatme nubuwat of Janab Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, la nabi abadi wa la ummat abad ummati, no nabi to come after me, no other ummat to come after this ummat. Jisne Huzur Paak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the one who brought iman on his khatme nubuwat, Dawat and Tabligh has become his zimadari, has become his responsibility. This is not from Raibin and Nizamuddin. This is not from Mawlana Ilyas or Mawlana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. This is direct from Allah and his Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Each one of us has to become a mercy to humanity, like Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was a mercy to humanity. That dirt, that pain, that concern, to learn that, our elders are saying, the first step is that we have to go 4 months in the path of Allah. Very, very quickly, time is limited. Very quickly, don't wait for others. The standing up is not a contract, it's not a promise, it is dua. We are standing up, Ya Allah, you accept me. Ya Allah, if you accept me for the worry of Rasulullah Qasim, set up and give our name, Hud Rehi, inshallah, to go 4 months in the path of Allah.
Please stand up.
Four months. Holidays, youngsters, every youngster is going to the bottom.